Jackson Lee wants to know what DHS's plans are around this hodgepodge directorate.
Well, let me just hope that you'll convey to your leadership there that we're interested in seeing a plan for reorganization, or at least some argument that it shouldn't be reorganized.
The chairwoman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Transportation Infrastructure Protection says MPPD's mission is too varied and reorganization would help them focus.
There have been a lot of discussions about the permanence of MPPD. As we all know, it is a disparate collection of entities that in some cases do not appear to have a unifying focus beyond being security programs.
Phil Rettinger is MPPD's deputy undersecretary. He says there are no plans for reorganization, but the fiscal 2010 budget request will allay some of the congresswoman's concerns.
Budget, in fact, is designed to help drive unity of MPPD by building an effective front office that will enable the organizations to move effectively and work together on its joint mission of mitigating threats to the homeland.
He adds that any decision about reorganization would be up to the undersecretary of the directorate. President Barack Obama nominated Rand Beers to be the undersecretary. Beers cleared the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee last week and is awaiting final confirmation from the full Senate. The administration is asking almost $2 billion for MPPD in 2010. This is an increase of $801 million over 2009. The directorate plans on hiring about 200 more employees by September 30th and 350 more in 2010. Rettinger says personnel issues are his top priority.
We are making efforts to right-size the contractor workforce so that we build up our government personnel capabilities, create expertise in government, and use contractors appropriately for the roles for which they are best suited, which include scaling to meet needs and for getting particular expertise that's readily not available in the government workforce.
Jackson Lee says she applauds the increase in proposed funding for the directorate as it has been neglected in previous years. Among the areas Jackson Lee says is good about the request is the $87 million increase for cybersecurity. But the increase in funding doesn't answer all her questions about the cyber division of MPPD.
We still need to better understand how the department's efforts will interface with the rest of the federal government, especially with the creation of a new cyber coordinator in the White House. Because this subcommittee works a great deal with the 18 critical infrastructure sectors, we must ensure that the department's cyber efforts are efficiently leveraging these important relationships.
Rettinger explains how his office will work with the new White House cyber coordinator and across the government.
We have a very strong interagency coordination process under the White House through interagency policy committees, and they meet regularly to make sure that all of the agencies are moving forward joint to address the issue.
NPPD's National Cybersecurity Center came under scrutiny earlier this year when its then-director Rod Beckstrom resigned suddenly. Beckstrom wrote a stinging letter saying the National Security Agency was making a power grab around cybersecurity. Rettinger, who replaced Beckstrom, pledges DHS will be a part of all government-wide efforts to improve cybersecurity. Beyond IT security, members expressed some concern around several MPPD offices. These include the Risk Management and Analysis Office and the cuts to the National Infrastructure Protection Office's partnership program with the private sector. Jackson Lee says the Office of Risk Management and Analysis is underfunded and trying to do too much.
We need a strategic plan from RMA that puts it on a path to success. I look forward to introducing legislation that will clarify the roles and responsibilities of RMA.
Several committee members asked Rettinger about chemical facility security. Congressman Dan Lundgren wanted to know the status of DHS's implementation of the chemical facility security regulations. Rettinger says DHS has made a lot of headway with the program and has hired several experts.
We are currently in the process of implementing the regulations in tiering assets and in executing the site security plans that are called for under the regulations. That activity will give us a lot of additional experience about the effectiveness of the regime if there are holes in it. And so while I'm comfortable with the regime as it is, I believe we'll have additional opportunities to learn, that opportunities for improvement going forward.
Two House committees currently are considering legislation to renew the chemical facility security regulations. Rettinger says DHS supports those efforts. This is the first hearing of many on the DHS budget by the Homeland Security Committee. The committee is using these to craft a DHS authorization bill. Members say they will introduce the legislation later this year. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.